The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land of the living. This is our time to renew, revive, and restore the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again and rebuild from the storms of our past on a solid footing that holds. Welcome to The Foundation.
The Foundation.
The Foundation Myth Hearts Grant is brought to you by Alive, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, Epic Battery, Marco's Pizza, Nassau Cruise Port, Pindertal, and Printmasters.
Foundation. The Foundation. The Foundation.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation, on this beautiful Wednesday. It's a little bit wet, but this is something that we've been looking forward to. I might as well tell you the truth. I've been looking at my grass. It's a little bit brown right now. I was supposed to be able to get that kind of that mixture that we talked about when we went over to the commission, right? The compliance commission that they actually, remember that remote that we did the other day? The guy was telling us about sort of this tea that they had set up where he put all the various herbs and everything. I was supposed to get that. But I'm grateful for the rain. Hope you guys are out there and being decent in your vehicles. I don't know if your car tire, especially if you're a single mother. I mean, it just won't be decent with you. If you ain't got no man regular in your life, and you don't know but car, but you're driving it every day, you believe that just putting gas in your car is a thing. No, you got to look at them tires, baby. Those tires, if you can see your reflection, if you could fix your eyelashes, if you could put your foundation on as you look in your tires when it's wet, it's time for some new tires. So you make sure you be able to take care of yourself and drive safely on the road. That's one thing I got to be able to commend you guys for here in the city of Nassau. Sometimes it's offensive that every time it rains, you believe that 5 miles an hour is essential. You could go a little bit faster, but I'm not going to fight you. These roads are horrible out here. So guys, be safe as possible out there on the roads and take care of yourself during this particular time. Got a shout out to my people who are celebrating a birthday, man. My son celebrates a birthday in 9 days. He's going to be 19 years old, so he's getting up there and being able to do those things. So if you're celebrating a birthday in the month of April, I want to say happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. I just pray that you continue to be able to move from strength to strength, to glory in the direction that God has called you to move. And that's kind of a purpose for the time that we're in right now. So I'm hoping that you guys are good and making some things happen out there as we continue to be able to do those things. Got to shout out my good, decent people over at AFS Insurance Agents and Brokers. They got everything laid out for you. Make sure you go and check them out. They're located number 407 Blue Hill Road South. Get yourself insurance for your vehicles or any one of the packages. They can tell you all about it. Give them a call at 341-1AFS, 341-1AFS, and they give you all the information necessary that you require on that particular thing. Guys, I got to be able to tell you about my good, decent people, man. I'm Coco Plum Wellness. We've talked about this. Coco Plum Wellness, I had an opportunity to be able to talk to Dr. Teresa. And she was telling me that they're getting geared up to kind of do some stuff out there at... I was supposed to do something for her. I totally forgot. But she's getting geared up to do some stuff out there at the One West Plaza. They're getting ready to kick that thing off as soon as possible. Just like I assumed, and, you know, every time you're dealing with constructions, you get a couple delays. But they're definitely on track to kind of do some stuff. We're waiting for that. And she's going to be being able to come with us here at the foundation to be able to kick that thing off. I'm really trying to convince them to use the entire show, right? So start with Dwight, go all the way down to Naughty, or however long they're going to be able to go for. And let us share with them as they kick off all their various businesses at the One West Plaza. and being able to do those things. So we've been trying to be able to do that. Hopefully we can be able to get that done. Nonetheless, the foundation would definitely be with Dr. Teresa. As she kicks her thing off out there for Cocoa Plum Wellness, we've been talking about this. We've been talking about the hydrocolonic. We've been talking about this sort of an idea where you can get yourself flushed out, cleaned out, the evacuation that you've been looking for. You've been stuffed up for a long time. You're one of those persons who are in this kind of a position to say, Chala, I ain't gone for this week. I ain't gone for a week. I ain't gone for these particular... Oh, this is too much of a conversation. So you got to be able to give her a call and find out more information on how you can be able to get this. All this is it's not an aggressive process. It feels like natural. So you get natural water, room temperature water, that hydrate for a system and where they be able to assist you with that particular thing, hydrate your colon, and you get the evacuation that you've been looking for a very long time. So if you have your stomach is hard at the top here, if your stomach is hard at the top, if you find you got little dark, you know, things around your eye, you got skin tags, the back of your neck dark, your eyes yellow, all kind of things like this. You may have parasites, have inflammation, have a backup that you're not dealing with some of the issues that you should be dealing with. So take those steps of being able to evacuate the issues that you have and give Dr. Teresa a call. Check her out. You can make your booking now. You can go online and make your booking now. 25% off on Mondays, 25% off on Fridays, 50% off at the 25th day of every month for the year of 2025. So you want to be able to go out and check her out. The number you can give her a call at is 445-8111. That's 445-8111. And they'd be more than happy to take care of you in those areas, in those particular areas. Or check them out, www.cocoplumwellnessbahamas.com. Cocoplumwellnessbahamas.com. Make your booking right off the top. She had to add a couple other slots. So she told me that she's accommodated some people well into the evening simply because she did not have the space. So she will make space for you. That's it. That's all you need to know. She will make space for you. She will accommodate you to make sure that you're comfortable, to make sure that you're okay, and you could have that pass. She told me, and I'm waiting for her to be able to give me a call so we can kind of do this thing live on air. She said, how am I supposed to tell you? I got a call for some people from Grand Bahama. So I said, what? She said, yeah, some Grand Bahamian people listen to your show. This gentleman called me, said he was dealing with some issues. He didn't know exactly what. Say how I listened to this thing on Howard Show. He said, can you deal with me right now? She said, no, well, I can't take you right now. She said, but maybe tomorrow. He said he was on the first. She told me, she said he was on the first flight Monday morning. And he was ecstatic about the relief that he was able to get as a result of being able to even fly in to see her. So she's really changing lives and really being able to assist people. And this just got to be consistent. A lot of persons may not have that consistency of being able to do a number two the way that you'd like to, right? And you may need some assistance. Don't be ashamed about it. Don't be ashamed about it. You're in the land of living. Some modifications may happen with your body. It ain't always work the way the economy always work the way that it's supposed to work. You out here, you have endured a great deal over this particular time. You lived through so much, and you expect your body to be working the way that it always did. Sometimes you may need some assistance. I can be honest with you. I couldn't see something the other day. My mommy slapped on. She was here with me for a couple of days. She slapped her reading glasses on me, right? I said, oh, my God. Oh, my God, I could see. As we're getting older, I think a lot of us are running away from this. But if there are things that are set up in strategic places to be able to assist us in terms of ensuring that we're more comfortable, things are more accessible, and we could have you know, the comforts that we were used to, let's utilize that. Go down to Dr. Teresa and allow her to assist you. Don't be prideful about it. Don't allow yourself to be consumed with this sort of an idea that, oh my God, if I do this, then it's an acknowledgement that I'm actually getting older. You're getting older whether you acknowledge it or not. You're getting older. Amen? Let's do the best to be able to keep ourselves healthy whilst we get old with grief. Let's be able to do that. Hit her up. 445-8111, 445-8111. Guys, pick up your newspaper. All the information's in the paper today, and we got to talk about that today. The Guardian newspaper has everything in here. April 9th, 2025, road contract was an error. The contract was an error. Pintard, we are not buying office of the Prime Minister's excuse on $183 million contract. Americans arrested wrong man, this is what the lawyer says. And Sarkis says, Murillion's in the paper with CCA loses appeal against the $1.6 billion ruling. I think a lot of this is going to be able to be tumultuous as it relates to diplomatic and regional relationships between us and the Bahamas. If, because through this article, I'm actually identifying, I read it in the Tribune first, but I'm identifying Sarkis' desire to be able to see the government of the Bahamas stand with him. When he was going through his debacle, when he shouldn't find himself in a victorious position, and CCA, China Construction America, is trying to be able to find themselves in the position that they can kind of, appeal it. And they lose in that again. He wants the government to stand with him. Sarkis, you, I don't know whether or not you're on, you're thinking correctly. Okay? These are the same people. They were birthed out of the womb. I just want to be decent. Out of the womb of the PLP. These are the people that you found yourself. They afforded you an opportunity with Perry Christie. All these particular things happened. They tried to be able to do this. It was a stubborn approach during that particular time. You were a stiff neck in your position trying to be able to get these things done. It seems as though you were, you were diabolically or diametrically opposed to the government's position at the time, who's looking to be able to forge significant relationship with an entity that provides significant finances for the country. And so they took a side. Then, in many ways, they took a side then. And you was out here fighting on your own. You were fighting on your own. Now, in victory, you and the people paper saying the government have to choose a side. They've already chosen their side. Sarkis, get your money and deal with what you got to deal with. You out here looking for support from the government again. Again. It's the same people who stood in support of, in short, Sarkis, you don't think we remember this story? I don't need to rehash this for you. Quietly, we celebrate the fact that your persistence, your insistence, your determination to find victory, to know that you didn't step outside of the confines of the contract and to be able to prove that in court, quietly, a great deal of us looking at this and we're happy that you found a position. We're happy for you. Because we, as a people, as a nation, had to make a decision also. We had to decide as to whether or not we're going to stand with you, Sarkis Ismailian, who, based upon the stories, have been given X amount of acres, tens and tens, maybe 100 acres, I can't remember how much it was, right? This was a whole issue, Sarkis. This was an entire issue. Our prime minister even flipped the bird during an election period when we start to be able to reveal this information and come to the forefront. This was a sensitive issue in our country. You got 100 acres. And someone text me, 422-6742. Was it 100 acres or more? I think it was 100 acres. In the middle of this particular space, you got... And you were able to take that letter around the world and shop it to look for entities that could be able to support you in a dream that you had. Sarkis, you already was Cinderella. And we was the ugly stepsisters. And we live in this house the whole time. And Cinderella was trying to tell us that the government, who we support and been here with and voted for and put in office, should stand with you. Well, they initially stood with you. Diametrically opposed to the people of the Bahamas, diametrically opposed to the entrepreneurs that existed in the Bahamas, diametrically opposed, whilst they giving us $5,000, giving us opportunity, creating these particular entities for us to be able to go through our small business, right? Through the SBDC and all these particular avenues for us to be able to take those steps. Well, talk to me, I can't even get no amen. We got to take 180,000 steps for a possibility to get $40,000. You, carte blanche, cut all the ropes, immediate access, global government for Anchor Project. that none of us laymen understood. But we stood here and we watched the entire thing played out. Then we watch our government make a decision to be able to stand on the side of international diplomacy. That's what they did. And then in the midst of that, we didn't say nothing. We only watching this thing play out. The government of the day lost its position. They lost at the polls. The prime minister lost his constituency, his seat. In the midst of this kind of an international unraveling of what's happening. After all of these things, speculations, allegations, all these things have happened, Sarkis. Now you find yourself in a victorious position. You are a victor. You went up to, was it Delaware? No, it wasn't Delaware. Where you file a Chapter 11, right? You file your Chapter 11, and everybody was confused why you didn't do the winding up here. But you know what you was doing. And you did it for the world to see, Sarkis. Now you find yourself victorious and a second generation of leadership. And some of the same people who were involved in your case the first time are now wrapped in this particular government. And you expect the government to stand with you. I don't understand what you want, Sarkis. You didn't get your money. That's for CCA to deal with now. It's the same government who needs to recognize that China will leave an entire city abandoned. The same government who needs to realize that this idea, this democracy, this pursuit for technology is a facade. This ain't real. These people are communist people. You can fight them. You can fight them. There is an objective. There is a line. And I think the world, in pursuit of doing business with China, don't realize that this is communism. The support that they need exists within. Without a campaign to say, make America great again, they don't need that campaign. They understand Mother China first. There is a 100-year marathon that they run. Every generation understands their position, their responsibility. Us in the Western world, us wrapped, dazed and confused by the blanket of democracy. We are the ones that don't understand. That China don't operate the same way that we do. Donald Trump put 104% tariffs on China. China last night increased their tariffs to America by 50%. So they had it at 34%. And this morning, it's 84% tariffs on America. This is a significant trade war. And I assure you, there is little to almost no thing that I have, right down to your YKK on your zipper, that you look at, that thing wasn't made in China. I don't know who can be able to the brunt of this more. The guy this morning was saying something to me that blew my mind. I want you to hear this. I was listening to the TikTok, and in listening to the TikTok, it blew my mind. He started to explain the frugality, the frugal nature of Chinese, the natural aspect of deprivation and the fact that they've blossomed with lack. They didn't have it. I want my producer to be able to play this for you. And as he plays this, I want you to understand. I picked this up off TikTok. I want you to understand that things have changed significantly. And I want you to be able to hear this. Producer, go ahead and play that.
If American manufacturers could make real money in the US, they would have already done it already. Let's be honest. Even when they bring factories back to the United States, it's not gonna be for the jobs. It's always for the capital. It's always for the gains. everything will be automated. The bots don't need healthcare. The bots don't need lunch break. And yeah, people love blaming China, cheap labor this, unfair advantage that, but it's not just about wages. It's about infrastructures, high-speed trains, massive road networks, and dormitories for workers, and way less red tapes. China built to build. The US plays catch up while corporations chase stock price. Trump thought he can bully China into submission with tariffs. I think that's cute. The people in charge here in China right now, most are born in or before 80s. Most of us grew up with nothing. We were poor. I remember in the 80s, no toilet at home. I don't have a toilet in my family. We had to walk to a public washroom in the middle of the night. We are so used to struggle, we don't fall under pressure. We are thriving in it. This trade war is not gonna hurt China the way you think. It's gonna hurt US small businesses. And when they go down, big corporation going to buy them up. In the end of the day, you will be working for Jeff Bezos or Elon Musk while still blaming China. You know, go ahead, tell me wrong.
Tinder is carrying a new line of tile. The Sky series of porcelain comes in four colors: Sky Noir, Sky Azure, Sky Gris, and this one, Sky Glance. In this particular tile, I think you'll find coin gray, silver gray, cloud gray, and gray. All of these are seamlessly blended to make the Sky Glance one beautiful tile. The Sky series of porcelain comes in two formats: 24 by 24 at 530 a square foot, and 12 by 24 at 525 a square foot.
Now let me see now. 326 ETIC. Hello? Hello? This Epic Eckert battery? This Miss Bueller from round the corner. I hear you're selling tires now on Wolf Road 2.
Praise the Lord. It's about time. I live Fox Hill, and Fire Trail is too far.
That ain't all. They open Monday to Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., on Sunday and holiday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m.
My brother Sam, he's a hacker, and he could go right there and get fixed up.
Call us at 326-EPIC. We ship also to the Family Islands.
Celebrate life with family and friends this Easter at Nassau Cruise Port. Join us for a special Easter Tings brunch on Sunday, April the 13th from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m. For $50 for adults and $25 for kids, enjoy delicious pancakes, waffles, mimosas, and more. Bring the little ship around at the Kitty Corner. Plus, you can shop till you drop in stores like Bahari, House of Assembly, exclusive discount, a spring fashion show, and exciting contests on Sunday, April the 13th from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Visit Facebook for details.
I know what the hell I'm doing. I know what I'm doing. These countries are calling us up, kissing. They are dying to make it to you. Please, please, sir, make it to you. I'll do anything. I'll do anything, sir.
The foundation. You have to know what you're dealing with. I think the world needs to understand what we're dealing with. I think our leaders need to understand this is the posture and mindset of global dominance. This is gentrification on steroids with a Jafar complex. You ever watched Aladdin? You know, Jafar wanted to be the ruler of the world. This is a Jafar complex that we're dealing with. These people got imperialism deep in their blood. Their desire for being able to attain higher is the reciprocity and the legacy that exists within them. It's in their DNA. I just want to be decent with you as we have this conversation, guys. I want you to join me in conversation 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the Family of Islands, 242-300-5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. I need you to understand something, man. And we have a tendency to forget about these things. We have a tendency to forget that our legacy, most of us, not all of us, I'm not talking to my Greeks out there. I'm not talking to my Caucasians out there. I'm not talking to even those persons who are coming from a sense of affluence. I'm not talking to you. I'm talking about those persons who rake and scrape themselves out of this proverbial over-the-hill mindset and mentality, the environment, the impoverished environment. I'm talking about the liberation that many sought after through education, through hard work, through the determination that our next generation wouldn't be the same as I. This, I'm talking to you. I'm talking to those who made a determination to get up and beyond this point and this juncture. There is something that we tend to forget, maybe because our eyes were always affixed on the goal. The goal is, they tell us, go to school, do this, do that, and you'll be able to find yourself out. And then they keep moving the goalposts. They keep moving the goalposts. They keep moving the goalposts. And so all this that you keep having to twist like a pretzel, you have to become pliable and acceptable of all these things to find yourself in a successful position. And you do not remember that the legacy of supremacy, the idea of rulership, that didn't begin with us. That sense of dominance, it seems as though it is rearing its ugly head in the earth again. Can I get an amen? I mean, y'all don't want to talk to me today. That idea of dominance, the spirit of Christopher Columbus, that I discovered you are now subject to me, seems to be reviving itself in the earth at this time. Now, you may think that it will start to show itself through the lens of war and the rumors of war that we know. You think in nukes, you think in this, you think in that. You do not think that we could find ourselves in an impoverished position as two elephants fight. The entire region of us, the 45 million of us, have to be able to, we are now subject to Donald Trump saying, oh, they come into the White House kissing my ass. I just want to be decent with you. That's just what it said. It's all over the country, all over the world. They just come in and they come in and they're graveling. And you got to put the pride and the conversation of your sovereignty aside and grovel. That's what you got to do. You got to grovel. But then you won't go to your people and say, we are a sovereign people, but we're going to ask for lenience. This is where we are. Sarkis want the government to side with them. The government can't side with nobody. The government has a responsibility for being able to take care of the entire country. You go against CCA. You don't go against an independent company. You go against the Chinese government. You all need to stop with this kind of an imagination. This is not SpongeBob and Patrick sitting in a box. You're not out here and Squidward trying to figure out what y'all doing in that box. Every time you hear imagination. Oh, this ain't what that is. This real life. And the government of the Bahamas has to be able to ensure that it sits squarely in a diplomatic position that they could still be able to negotiate with China or negotiate with America if this trade war expands significantly. Because we don't have that kind of money. But our people need to eat. See, we're not having these conversations. Everybody wants on their side. But the government needs to stand on the side of what is expedient for the people of the Bahamas. Unless the people of the Bahamas recognize, just like the Chinese who could say, we remember going through hardship. We ready for this now. These are the people who then make Huawei and all kind of robots and make, in the middle of COVID-19, they make a building, a warehouse building in 10 days, bigger than the two islands in Nassau. These are the people who have already gone through trial and tribulation, who have trillions of American dollars just sitting in China. These people have already endured. This is what the marathon is about. Patience and dukas. You don't have that. You have desire for comfort and consumption. This is what you've been taught. China, in a different story. They in a different position. They have no problem leaving your project like that. And our governments haven't made a decision yet. Playing with $183 million, talking about, well, you know, it is an administrative error. and we need this money. The same error that the government has made with our $7 million the other day. Error. Was it an error when we voted for you in 2021? You'll keep making missteps. And you want us to be able to align ourselves with you. This is peculiar. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Hey, Howard.
Hey, what's up, Anton? First of the gate, what you say?
Yeah, right on, man. I don't know what you could be talking about on your next side, but if I'm going to even be available to call in. So I just wanted to hop in quickly with this caucus and trade war consultation that you got going on, right? Very interesting, by the way. You know, it's interesting you would play that clip from, what you said it was, TikTok?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's almost in line with what I was saying maybe a week ago on your show and on Chivago's show. This thing comes down to Trump is going to hurt American billionaires most, right? Because they utilize the advantages, the natural advantages of economics and trade and capitalism that is all available in China to their advantage, right? In order to continue to hold their chokehold on markets, capital markets around the world. Not only in the United States, but around the world, because they're invested globally, right? And of course, many other terrorists of businesses get to benefit as well. If they move their... Look, man. Howard, this thing is so crazy. If the American industrialists move their factories back to the United States debt will triple and quadruple simply because the cost of doing business is going to triple and quadruple.
They don't even understand that.
Life, pardon me?
They don't even understand that.
Life for Americans will become, look, the advantage that they hold over the world financially in terms of having big city money to be able to invest in small island-developing nations like ours and others around the world, in particular in the region, that will fall away. You know why it would fall away, Howard?
Go ahead, tell me.
It will fall away because all that built wealth that they have in America will be lost due to the spike, the extreme 300, 400, 500, 600, 700% increase in their cost of living because of what it would then cost for them to manufacture in the United States of America. So it's ultra virus to what he is trying to accomplish, right? It's ultra virus, Howard. It's almost it's a spectacle, Mabalat, right? It's almost as though the president of the United States is seeking to reorder entirely economics. He's trying to reorder entirely economics. Howard, we've had this conversation on your show many times. You know, like I know, the United States of America's biggest external debtors. Their biggest external debt is to who, Howard?
China.
To China. Isn't that crazy, Howard?
Yeah.
Their leading factories, all of them. They're not in Germany.
And watch it, including Donald Trump neckties.
No, they're not in Germany, who's superior with technology. They're in China.
China.
They're in China, Howard. Look, the person in that clip, I don't know who it was. Right? They hit it on the head, just like I hit it on the head when I said it's going to come down to who can withstand suffering the most.
That's it. That's all this is.
Pardon me?
All this is who can withstand suffering the most.
And in that war, Howard, especially considering the external debt and especially considering the level of funding that China makes available to many world nations, not just the United States. Who do you think is going to win that war as it relates to being able to withstand going back to the beginning of time and that level of living? Who do you think will win that war, Howard?
I think China will.
absolutely beyond a shadow. Americans aren't giving up their comfort.
No.
To go back to the early ways of living. That's the reason why they conquered America and took it from Britain. So that they could create a better life. They brag about their having the biggest, richest, most powerful economy and army in the world. Howard, man, they are seeking to reorder economics. And it will not work. It will not work, Howard. Can you imagine, Howard? The government of the Bahamas, we speak about the inflation and how it has cost of living to shoot up, right? And in reality, Howard, while the government is reducing that back, as the Prime Minister has already acknowledged, and rightfully to do so, the VAT is not the problem in our country. The inflation is the real problem. Now, can you imagine the cost of grocery going up 500, 600, 700% because you run...
No matter how you reduce VAT, you can reduce VAT to zero. Huh? You can reduce VAT to zero.
But the inflation cost is far superior to the value of VAT.
100%.
If you calculate what you would save spending $100 in the food store with the reduction of VAT, then you get to really appreciate in a sensible and not an emotional conversation why the Prime Minister is so correct in his previous statement he made months ago, which I was also saying months ago, that which Halkidis has been saying for the longest. VAT isn't the problem, the inflation pressure. Which does not generate in the Bahamas is the problem. Can you imagine inflation generating a cost of 500-600% on grocery hours?
I feel like we could see that the it's a looming thing. I think we could see that, especially with this with this war and things happening. I think we could see that. Join me on the other side, Anton. Let me
take a quick... Yeah, because I didn't get to my comment, but I'm talking. Thank you, Howard.
All right, join me on the other side. Guys, okay. Quick break. Going to be right back after this.
The foundation.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 303.
It's time to upgrade the way you enjoy at-home entertainment. Alive Fiber is here. Enjoy all your favorite channels and streaming apps, all at lightning-fast internet speeds with affordable bundles, and it's only a click away. Visit www.alivefiber.com to sign up now. Stay connected, live your life. It's good to be alive.
Foundation. And we are back very quickly, guys. If you want to be able to join me before we go off to news, we could be able to talk about some things. 323-6232-325-4316. 325-4259 anywhere from the Family of Violence, 242-300. 5720, hit me up, 422-4796. There's a text that's coming through. It says, Genesis chapter 15, verse 16. Genesis chapter 15. But in the fourth generation, they shall come hither again. For the iniquity of the Amorites not yet full. This is bananas. The fourth cycle, and this is peculiar. This is peculiar because it could represent a full cycle, a full turn. And if life is reciprocity, and we understand and realize that the proverbial Amorites, those that consume, those that wish to be able to find themselves in the position of power, their coffers, their desire is not yet full. They want more and more and more. Well, we asked a rich man, say, how much money is enough? He said, one more dollar. That is perpetual. That is relentless. That is eternal. That is everlasting. One more dollar. And so that pursuit for that one more dollar would always exist even to the fourth, fifth, sixth generations. And I think that we have suffered, endured, recognized, and become comfortable with political correctness. I'll never forget around Trump's first term when he came in with this sort of a MAGA campaign. And we were watching people in North Carolina and South Carolina and how they were just treating people that they grew up with in the community. Then all of a sudden, something shifted in them. Boom. When they saw this sort of a dominance taking position in America again. This idea about democracy and this kumbaya conversation about equality and equity and all these particular things, it came to a screeching halt. And we saw simultaneously the trade for democracy, liberty, the fight for Black Lives Matter, the fight for the LGBTQ community. We saw that coming to an end with the introduction of this new mindset with Donald Trump. Someone talk to me. We saw it coming to an end with Donald Trump. This was, I'm not talking about recently. I'm talking January 6th, before that, 2020. I'm talking about then. I'm talking about that first dispensation where people would, get out of this store. And something just snapped in them. Now, listen to me. Y'all is being decent because y'all like to put yourself in different buckets. If you're a white person out there, I ain't mean you. Unless this in your blood. I'm talking about South Carolina and North Carolina that when you went into those, y'all go watch the movie, watch the thing, The Underground Railroad. I think it's on Prime TV. I watched the series, my wife and I, right? When you were going into North Carolina, anyone who were deserters, white, black, indifferent, those persons who were deserters in this particular state, you would have been introduced to the state. When you drive into the state by hanging people, these people were hung on the left and right-hand side of the road to let you know what you're about to get into. These are the people I'm talking about. All of a sudden, something jumping them again. And we watch little stories come out of these particular quadrants that showed a significant racial defiance at the time. A lot of them didn't even know that they were reacting the way that they were. It's just something that jumped in them and they had to react. This thing is embedded in these people. This indifference is embedded in them. Just like the text just said. If this is the spirit of the Amorites and this exists in their blood, this is what it is. This doesn't go for all persons. Don't identify yourself through the lens of your skin. Because if God don't judge the skin, I ain't gonna do that either. But we're talking about the heart of this matter. Where does your heart lie? With the Bahamian people or with the desire to be able to align yourself with capitalism at any cost? Let's talk about this thing. When we get back, we can dive into this thing a little bit deeper and chop these things down. I'm sure we can get into these conversations because I don't think we understand what we're up against. And this is why I continue to be able to advocate, agitate, and speak about the fact that the only way that we can survive as a nation, as a people, is if we band together with who is also being trampled upon. We have already been identified as S-hole countries. Now, Donald Trump is indicating that all of us are groveling. All of us, because I am that too, are groveling. Coming to the White House to kiss behind. And y'all don't want to go find a way to be able to strengthen CARICOM? You got to be joking with me. Let's take a quick commercial break, guys. Get to news and be right back after this.
The foundation. This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
Streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
Foundation. And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio, Howard Brandon, your company, The Foundation, live and in full effect. The way that we're talking about whether or not our government is making the type of solutions necessary for growth, for development, for sustainability, and for the existence of our nation from the position that we're in. I'm listening to the professor over the news break that actually starts to talk about this will hurt China in the long run. I absolutely 100% disagree with him. I absolutely, if you're an economist, if you're a statistician, if you look, one of the persons that are being able to look at the surface of these things and looking at it through the lens of finance, this is not about money. This is not about money. We keep forgetting that China is a communist country. We keep forgetting that even the success that China has had with their Huawei, with their BYD, with all these particular things, they've continued to be able to do well. And their competition is internal. I keep trying to explain to you that China doesn't, that it's oxymoronic to believe that there is an entrepreneur in China. There are talented persons who were birthed, identified for their talent and supported by the central government, the government of China, to ensure that they can be able to blossom in their particular craft, in their field, and they've been provided with all of the necessary resources to ensure that they can get to that objective. That is BYD, that is Huawei, that is Samsung, that is all these particular elements that has no desire to compete from a capitalistic perspective with anything that comes out of America. I've just listened to a newscast the other day. They've said that they have all your blueprints. They own all of your blueprints. You registered them things in China. They own these things. And that they will produce it at pennies on the dollar and distribute it just like that. The relationships that we're seeking to be able to maintain is that hopefully we can be able to get imports from China, as opposed to being able to look to America for these things. So we're hoping that a 0% tariff from China, that if this particular trade wars ensues, that we could find ourselves in the position if we need rice, if we need this, if we need that. It may not come from America. It may come from China. China will ride this storm out. They are already small. All they need is some rice. And I'm not saying this with a level of condescension or some sort of a dark humor. I'm saying this to let you know that they have been prepared, conditioned, to understand that the inevitability of this day, that it will come a day that we have to fight. And we must be frugal in nature, be able to preserve what we can. So if it means returning to a position where we take small increments, where we eat small, that we remember these particular things. China is rushing to connect the entire continent. They rush in with their trains, with their planes, with their automobiles. I just watched one of these, like not Kaisenet, the other little dog boy. I can't remember what his name. He drove the very first flying car. I think they haven't been sanctioned to be driven just yet, but they're getting sanctions to drive within the next month or so. The first flying car in China. China is rushing ahead to ensure that they connect the entire continent. America is rushing ahead with capitalism to ensure that they take care of things, all whilst Donald Trump is being able to flash you a golden card for you to be able to come to America. A golden immigration card, a golden green card. It ain't a gold, green card no more, it's a golden card. But you have immediate access. It is the Commercial Enterprise Bill, and
those particular entities that afford you to be able to find business and get business done here in the Bahamas, it embodies those similar principles, but on steroids. You get this kind of a golden card out of America. So Trump's still consumed and concerned with capitalism. And China is being able to step back, stand themselves firm at the front line, and being able to increase their tariffs. And all of us will suffer as a result. You don't think we should try to figure out a way to be able to get CARICOM to identify who country could do what and how much of this you could do at how much time to be able to reduce these things? Who country could be able to get us the wheat? Which country in the region could get us the wheat? All right, how much wheat can you produce? All right, what do you need to ensure that you could produce that at this particular time? All right, this country need this amount of wheat, this country need that amount of wheat, this country need that amount of wheat. All right, who does the rice? Where can we get the rice from? Who has the flat plains that we could be able to get the rice? Okay, so what do you need in terms of resources to be able to get that particular thing done? All right, let's get those things done. Y'all joking, man? What kind of leaders y'all are? You can wait there and grovel till the last moment, tell people starving on the streets in your country, trying to figure out how we can eat. You didn't see this just happen in Venezuela? It's already happened. Trying to figure out how you're going to eat. And you out here sitting down having a conversation about how can we prepare ourselves to go to America? Trump already said he know what you're doing. He know you're coming begging. Kissing his behind. That's what he said. I played for you. And our country is still in this position to believe that they could be able to cater to the higher intellect and to the humanitarian and to a better heart and leadership coming out of America. This about making America great again. My God, when we can make the Bahamas great again. When we can make the Bahamas better. I agree with Nico Grant for the first time. This is when his slogan mattered. His slogan, when he came in as the minister, said, let's make the Bahamas great again, or let's make the Bahamas better again. And when Obi came in, he manipulated the thing and pulled it back. And we like that because we got to project a particular image. But Nico knew what he was talking about. Nico Grant knew what he was talking about. Let's make the Bahamas better again. When Obi came in, the slogan changed to the Bahamas. It just keeps getting better. I have always been on Obi's side up to today. Because it comes a point where leadership needs to recognize the failing infrastructure and the lack of preparation in the event that something like this is to happen from a global standpoint. We cannot feed ourselves for 3 weeks within our confines of what we have. And if you're not looking to forge relationships from an international standpoint with Germany, with Russia, with China, with America, to be able to feed your country, to feed your people, then we need to band together and identify in the region, how we can take care of things. Who given us the fruits? Who given us the vegetables? Where are we getting mangoes from? Where are we getting this from? Where are we getting that from? We need to take care of ourselves. And you're all scared to have a conversation about incorporating Cuba into this because you're scared of what America can say. You're scared. You're scared that, oh, we ain't gonna get no tourists coming to the Bahamas. We need this tourism dollar. So we sit in this position hoping that America could be able to come here and see the poverty that exists here and remind them of the glory days of our relationships of yesteryear, and their only care and concern is being able to retain this imperial position from a global standpoint to see themselves as gods. Y'all don't want to talk like this to me, you know. Y'all hate this conversation because you only care and concern about being politically correct, but you need to charge the atmosphere with a mindset of preparation. You need to be prepared for the worst. You hope for the best and prepare for the absolute worst. And with that stubborn approach to, listen to me,
They then put 37 counts on Donald Trump. This man was under the jail. And he never gave up. You think he can give up today? They didn't take him out of the White House. They didn't need all these things he say. They stole this. They did that. They did that. 4 years this man fight and fight and fight and fight and fight. And found himself right back in the war in Washington, D.C. He found himself right back. The Democrats couldn't do anything about it. You think that he can let anyone from a global standpoint, after he's already gotten his head inflated significantly in America, use anyone else deflate that? No, man. America is the best in the world, in his mind. And if you don't believe it, let me show you. Boom. 323-6232-325-4316. 325-4259. Anywhere from the family of violence. 242-300-5720. Call on the line. Go ahead.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good, my dear. What's up?
All righty. I'm enjoying your conversation.
I appreciate it.
Even though I don't agree with you.
Okay, let's talk about it.
I will ask you a question initially, and it's rhetorical.
Okay.
Did Trump elect himself?
No.
Okay. So he's acting on behalf of the majority of the American people.
Who elected him?
And he won the popular vote. Whether people like it or not, whether Democrats want to accept that or not, that's what happened. So he's moving on a mandate mm-hmm. to do some things, right? Mm-hmm. America, listen to me, just like the Bahamas, we have a debt that we need to address, mm-hmm. right? $36 trillion, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he needs to do that. However, he needs to do that, mm-hmm. right? I think that fair trade is the way to go. I agree with it, mm-hmm. all right? Now, growing pains are never easy. Trying to deal with a problem is never easy. That's mm-hmm. that, you know, it's very sensitive. The immigration issue, like here in the Bahamas, is a very sensitive issue. And people don't want to be inhumane,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Because people only want to make a living. They only want to make do for their family, as we say in the Bahamas, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. However, we have a country to run, right? And it's for all the people. So the tariffs, I think, in my opinion, and I have a financial background, it'll level out. Yeah, we can go through some growing pains maybe for a year, if that. But I think it'll level out, right? I think it's fair what he's doing, right? And you never know. Once he's recovered what he needs to recover to bring down the debt and start to establish the sovereign wealth fund, which he actually said that he was going to look into that.
Mm-hmm.
The American people, instead of being taxed to death, I mean, them taxes over there don't play, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to put my little input, but I enjoy your conversation, Howard.
I appreciate you. Thank you so much. I appreciate your input also. The leader out of Singapore indicated that if this was supposed to be reciprocal, then the reciprocity should exist in Singapore, more specifically at a 0% tariff, because for the years that they have been trading with America, this 10% blanket that goes across every country excluded the countries that they had significant relationships with to ensure that there was an opportunity for America to be able to access these particular things. He said that if this was reciprocity, then we should have been able to see a 0% tariff. But because this is a blanket thing, and I understand, I think all of us do. And this is not me leveling condemnation upon Trump for the position that he's taken. And like you said, he does have a mandate, and he got the popular last November from the people of the United States of America. But at this particular juncture right now, in 50 states, protests, and I think that thing is growing, and every state in the United States of America being able to talk to him about the tariffs and what they would do to their jobs and what they'll do to these particular businesses and so forth and so on. Yes, okay, so Trump is going to be stiff-necked in his approach to be able to move forward and do what he has to do. That has nothing to do with none of us. We're talking about it because it exists. But I'm talking about it in the light of whether or not we find ourselves for an opportunity just to be able to get a crumb, or
we identify our strength not through the diplomatic relationships that exist between us and America or us and China, but recognizing the relationship that we have with our brothers and sisters in the region can be able to do something for us. This is a conversation. We have endured the shifting and the twisting and the turning of our society where anchor projects took over the country significantly. Anchor projects took over the country. Corporations and other entities out of the United States of America came in soil and invited Americans into the Bahamas to be able to enjoy this experience, and 70% of our funds go out of the country. We retain 30%, and then that distribution for the 30% places us in the position where we just merely survive. We don't have a hotel that is ours. We don't have an entity, a hotel that is ours. Jamaica has a hotel in the Bahamas. We don't have ours. And this is because this idea of corporations all over the world being able to have this instant fund in the capital to be able to make this thing happen instantaneously, we have denied ourselves. And successive governments have done nothing outside of the pronouncement of Bahamianization. Outside of it. Our governments missed the ball for Bahamian empowerment once. And now, as we stare down the barrel of inevitable change, as we stare down the barrel of significant change and the way that we see ourselves, from a global standpoint, the way that we see ourselves, we stare down this barrel. And the robber ain't got the gun yet. All we doing is just moving from one tree to ourselves and hoping that we could survive another day. Rejected Bahamianization. Rejected empowerment. Rejected relationships within our region. Rejected the strength thereof. Always relentlessly subjecting ourselves to the idea that we must ask America, is it okay for us to be in good relationship? I don't want y'all to think we're doing nothing wrong with China. Is it okay for us to be able to do these things? Now, we're staring down this position where America, seemingly, with the introduction of these particular tariffs, with no consideration for us or our brothers and sisters in this region, seemingly has turned their back on us, and we need to survive as a people. I told you this is going to be a trickle effect. If it was me, and I getting half off on what was costing me $45,000 as a dealership, and I could get it now for $23,000 if I buy American-made products. That means Trump is doing whatever he can to be able to revive these industries that, from a global standpoint, as it relates to technology and as it relates to forward movement, these industries are dead. Americans cannot survive this. They cannot survive it. If they sit down and they think about it, they have Mexicans picking their grapes. They got Mexicans picking their oranges. They got them in their wine in the wine fields in California, crushing their grapes, being able to prepare. They got foreign workers in every aspect where there comes hard labor. They have Americans. Send all these particular, the 1.7 million, 13 million people that you want to send back, all these people that you identify as criminals, all these people that you identify as illegal migrants, all these people that are not of the authenticity. I just saw yesterday that you can't even go to state, to school in the United States of America. I'm watching these things, you know, I don't know what y'all watching. You can't even go. They have shifted the educational system from federal government and placed it within the confines of each one of the counties. They're preparing, either they're paying for that or it's done already. All right? They shifted it. With that shift now comes the empowerment of persons being able to identify through their children whether or not you are American-born citizen. So now, it seems as though, based upon this information that I'm reading, that I'm seeing, that I'm consuming, it seems as though ICE families to the children they sent to school. That they could go to school, ask for your birth certificate, ask for your passport, ask for your qualifications, ask for all these particular things, trace that thing back to your home and send it. These things happening. You all think this is junk? You all think this is a game. America ain't playing no games. But as soon as they now rid themselves of all the illegal migrants, illegal workers, all those let's not call them illegal. Let's call them undocumented. I think that's a better term. I don't want to use illegal because a lot of these people are undocumented. Some of them, second generations born in America, still don't have access to documentation. Okay? So they're undocumented, living in America. These are people who pick their grapes, who do this, their oranges, their apples, their this, their that, all this manual labor that is required. Americans ain't doing that. No raw-blooded American ain't doing that. No, they're not. They are not. So this is historical reciprocity. The revolution from a, and I'm talking about revolution, I'm not talking about transformation. I'm talking about revolving again. And once it comes back and we can identify that, we're not just merely observing America for the purposes of being able to say what's going to happen blow by blow. We're now trying to strategically place ourselves in a position, what can we do? That if America sneezes, we catch the cold, what can we do to safeguard ourselves to ensure that we as a generation, as a people, as a in this dispensation can survive? What can we do? Except pray to God that America changed their mind. My God, this is even biblical. Because sometimes God is putting on leadership to turn their heart cold against you. So you could find your strength. And if that's what's happening now, then we need to get ourselves some new leaders in the region. Because every one of y'all talking the same old talk. And that ain't got nothing to do with empowerment. That ain't got nothing to do with the resurrection of a concept that truly empowered the Bahamian people. All this is diplomacy going to work? Diplomacy going to work? The devil is a liar. Next telephone call. Caller, go ahead.
Hey, Howard.
Hey, what's up, Anton? You're back.
Yes, sir. Boy, look here, Howard. This is an interesting conversation. I was hoping that you would have dug up even deeper into the last caller, man, because, look, yes, Trump came to office, and let me start by saying this, Howard, because I believe being you on the same page as in terms of our mindset. This conversation isn't about personal attacks or any pettiness or anything that's illegitimate. This is about analyzing the realities of what's happened since the new president took office in the United States, how it's impacting their citizens, and as a result, how it's going to impact us in the Bahamas and us in this region, the Caribbean, right? And so that's why I'm jumping in this conversation along with Howard.
Hey, Radio, go ahead.
President Trump never got no mandate to do what he's doing today, so. That's the first thing you should have said to that lady who called in. He did not get that mandate from the American people to hurt them, to force their cost of living to go up 600-700% for food, for medicine, for agricultural inputs, for construction inputs, for everything that they need in order to attain the American dream. They did not vote for that. Anyone who believes that, they're delusional. And that's not an insult. We're just speaking facts.
Mm-hmm.
As it relates to the numbers, Howard, it is not fair what is happening. It is not. It is absolutely unfair. We are allies of the United States of America. We are on their doorstep. An increase in taxation on us. We don't level no taxes against the United States of America.
No.
We don't make it difficult for the United States of America to access our shipping lanes, to access our ocean that makes cost of living that much more affordable, even for Americans, for everybody this part of the world. We are good neighbors. We are good partners. And as we are seen as their little brother, we are good family members. Ain't nothing fair with what's happening. Nothing.
But Anton, nothing, Anton, whilst we are good family members, We the outside child.
That's how we being treated.
We ain't born in the house. We've been given the time of peace for what exists in the house. But now with this proverbial war, or this actual war that's afoot, now people have to be able to separate the sheep from the goat. Hey, Bala, listen, we take good care of you all this time. You on your own now.
You know something, Howard? What is happening in the United States of America, if it lasts for any extended period of time, it's absolutely going to ensure that there's the differentiation on poor. It's going to wipe out middle class America.
Of course.
Wipe them out.
But this was happening.
They did not vote for that, madam.
This started to happen under Trump's first term.
They did not vote for that, ma'am. They did not.
None of us knew.
Get that mandate from Americans.
None of us knew what it meant. So this introduction, I have a conversation with President Netanyahu to talk about being able to purchase Gaza and America being able to make that. This is not the mandate that America has given Trump. Right? We couldn't know what make America great again. We didn't know, as Americans, but I only as an observer, we didn't know that mandate spilled out into the entire world.
Howard,
we didn't know that. How we can know that?
Listen, Howard, and even as it relates to the world, right? Beyond what I already spoke to, right? You have the citizens of the Asian, of the Mexican, of the Hispanic race, right? Of the African American, right? Of the Russian, right? Of the Europeans, right? Who lived in America, who were citizens. They didn't vote for this to happen.
No.
What are you talking about, ma'am? What are you talking about? What is happening in America as it relates to immigration, as it relates to cost of living, as it relates to rerouting putting persons' lives? They did. Who in their right mind would vote for this? Who in their right mind would give any leader of any nation the mandate to do this to them.
Antoine, I can be honest with you, to her point, when you are elected, there is a simultaneous mindset that says, okay, I've been given a mandate. But
you are elected based on what you run on. If you recall, Howard, I'm certain you are seeing the clips too, because you're someone who follows these leaders, right? They have all sorts of clips just popping up out of nowhere now, out of Jabim, with former presidential candidate for the Democrats, Kamala Harris, as well as former president, Mr. Biden. All kind of clips. And everybody's saying, I told you so. They were on the campaign trail telling the people what will happen. People didn't believe them.
I can tell you the truth.
People didn't believe them, Howard.
I can tell you the truth. I can be honest
with you. I'm going to still make my comment, please, on target.
I can be honest with you, and I can say
yes,
this
sir.
To you. No matter the hell and high water we're getting through right now, this can sound bad. I believe we would have been in a worse position if Kamala was in the position, if she was in the seat right now. I believe that. Somebody call me and text me and say, Antoine support Trump or Kamala? I said, I don't know. I can't remember. I don't know whether or not you ever made that pronouncement.
What I did, Howard, in my spirit and how God led me to speak, I pretty much pronounced what was going to happen in the United States and what were the major issues that the election was going to come down to. But that wasn't me, and I clearly stated each time, that wasn't me saying whether I support Mr. Trump or Mrs. Harris. That was king objectively, as I do even with the PLP and the FNM in our country, right? And I'm a PLP supporter. And I'm not afraid to speak up when I believe we're in error, right? And I believe that we need more citizens in the country like that, right? And if we do, we would have a better system. Let me move on to Starkist.
I got to take a commercial break. You called back to tell me about Starkist, and you still ain't get the Starkist. I got to take a commercial break, Antoine. We can get a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back after this.
The Foundation with Howard Grant. We'll be back right after this.
The Foundation.
Great Commission's ministry house have been caring for the poor, homeless, and hurting since 1987. You are invited to support the Stop and Drop program by dropping off some food items in their barrels and some cash in their bottles. You can donate an offering each month or pay your tithes online to Great Commission through the Givelify or Sun. Help them to shelter the homeless, feed the hungry, and spread the gospel of Christ. Volunteer your service and support the Live to Give program. Call Great Commission Ministries or at Storehouse at 325-5801 for further info on Wolf Road. Be blessed.
Do you have uncontrollable debt? Are you ready to make that move to Fidelity for a stress-free future? These loans have a built-in savings plan that pays you unbeatable interest. Ask about our debt consolidation loans today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Why settle for the typical burger when you can indulge in the Steakhouse Bacon Whopper at BK? The king is raising the stakes with a masterpiece that combines all of your favorite steakhouse flavors. A juicy flame-grilled beef patty topped with A1 steak sauce, crispy onions, savory bacon, Swiss cheese, creamy peppercorn aioli with fresh lettuce and tomato. It's a steakhouse experience you can hold. Crafted the BK way. The Steakhouse Bacon Whopper is bursting with flavor. Only available for a limited time at Burger King Nassau.
Now let me see now. 326 ETIC. Hello? Hello? This Epic? Eckert Battery? This Miss Bueller from round the corner. I hear you are selling tires now on Wolf Road 2.
Praise the Lord. It's about time. I live Fox Hill and Fire Trail. It's too far.
That ain't all. They open Monday to Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Sunday and holiday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m.
My brother Sam, he's a hacker, and he could go right there and get fixed up.
Call us at 326-EPIC. We ship also to the Family Island.
This is Guardian Radio 95. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation. And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant and your company, the Foundation, live and in full effect. Ephraim Jones, my guy, all the way from Garden of Eden, wants to let you guys know that we have a pea soup today, that he has pea soup today. Out there at the Garden of Eden. Howard, where's the Garden of Eden? When you hit it on Prince Charles, you hit it off. You are going to come to the Elizabeth Estates Police Station right there on the right-hand side. You're going to take that left. It's going to be in Eastwood. Take four bumps right over that to the left-hand side in Tulip. Right on Tulip Street or Tulip Road, you're going to be able to see him. It's a two-story building in the back there. So if you're into that, and you feel a little snuggly and you want to be able to have something nice today, always great food. You want to be able to go to my guy, Ephraim Jones, today and let you guys know exactly what he has up there. All right, so go check him out. Guys, I'm hoping that we're having a good conversation and not being able to drive and spill out into these areas. The observation that I have on America is America has nothing to do with the spirit that exists there, existed there before I was even born. And well after I go, this is the experience, the spirit and sort of the idea that exists there, the separation, the dissidents that exist there, right? Like in the FNM, the dissidents and the spirit of separation that exists there, especially in those particular spaces of the South, the Bible Belts in that particular space, South Carolina, North Carolina, specifically Alabama, all these particular places that continue to be able to grapple with this sort of an identity and complexity, or this complex, rather, of superiority and being able to find indifference, that has been masked over, I want to say, 70 years. It has been masked by social tolerance and social transformation. But it has been unearthed with the reintroduction, and this is just Howard Grant observation, okay? It's been unearthed with the reintroduction or the introduction of this mindset that came to the forefront in the person of President Trump,
okay? This is just what just two observations. I hate America. I just get my visa. I just get all my passport. We only just vacation in America. We enjoy the thing. We want to be able to visit more states. We're always talking about these things. We enjoy the experience that we have in America. But that doesn't have to do anything to do with the history that exists in America. And all I'm saying is that it seems as though that these things are coming back. Maybe different clothes, but the same essence. That's all I'm saying to you. And what I'm saying to you is that when our forefathers had the responsibility in the time of being able to identify what could empower us, they didn't do that. They continue to yield at the feet of America. They yield at the feet of Britain. They yield at the feet of China. They keep giving us over to these entities. They come here, wise men amongst us, sit down and have a conversation about behemoization, empowerment, opportunities for generational wealth and expansion. And then men who sit in certain positions, right? Because, you know, they ain't the hallways to 12. But it's that inner circle that forge relationship and come back and say, this is the mandate. They come back and give us the mandate written by by a foreign land. Spoken in a foreign tongue, translated by our men. And we're sitting here again, 2025, PLP administration. And we're dealing with the exact same thing again. Will we pivot and shift and recognize our strength and forge relationship, or will we cower? And in the words of Donald Trump, kiss his ass. That's what he say. I didn't say that. Obviously, this got to be politically correct if the man could stand on the stage and say that. Or should we always deflect to the fact that, Howard, he's not a politician. Sometimes he say the things wrong. Man, stop talking stupidness. This is the whole world. Now, which side are you going to identify yourself as? Where are you going to see yourself? That's what he say. I didn't say that. He called all of our nations asshole countries. I can't say that. Erica can call me. I sure won't get called me on that. He called all of us that. All of us was shoveled into a bucket. 45 million people shoveled into one bucket. Or one hole. And that's the dung at the bottom of the hole. The place where y'all has come. We thought that you came here to be able to wind down. We thought that this paradise that was the Caribbean is where God lived, and you could be able to find a true rejuvenation and revival in your spirit, in yourself, to be able to go back and work your 16-hour days. We thought that that's what we did for you. But you're saying through your leadership standpoint and your imperial position that you only identify us as a dunghill. And our leaders still praying to God, both here in the Bahamas and in the region, praying to God that America has leniency on us. My God, they ain't checking for us. They worried about how they're going to get themselves out of, like the lady say, the $36 trillion debt. They firing people in America. They are releasing themselves from any contractual agreement associated with being able to bleed money out of America. And the only thing we concern about in a selfish posture is if America, well, you know, we understand what you're doing for them other people, but you know, you got to take care of us, eh? Come on, man. Trump. This your boy. Don't forget us. And we've done nothing in terms of offering anything to America. Not on a great scale. Unless you want to quantify sun, sand, and sea. We haven't offered America anything. If anything, we have lived, like I said, off of their economy. We hope America have a good year so we could be able to ball. Let's take a telephone call. Let's get through these calls as quick as possible. Call on the line. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hey.
I was saying, Trump, a lot of people still, like the lady called earlier, they still seem to be fans of Trump, even though he's negatively impacting their life. And it just reminds me of a quote from Winston Churchill about dictators. And Trump, not as yet a dictator, but the quote goes, be careful how you ride the back of a dictator, because you may never be able to dismount.
Mm-mm.
right, you know, to nations that appease dictators and populations that adore them, you know. So, but I think this nationalistic economic policy that Trump has, this is similar to what they had in the 1800s called mercantilism. Mm-hmm. And the great economist and philosopher Adam Smith, he warned against this. He said this is the cause of hot wars. This bring kinetic wars to be. When trade wars escalate and escalate and there's no more room for escalation, the only room to go is military power, kinetic war. That's what I fear. I fear China is going to say, guess what? You try to sink us and crush us. Guess what? We're going to do that to you militarily. We're going to stop your ascension by the most realpolitik of all things, military prowess. You know, the economy is strong, money, dollars and cents is strong, but the most realpolitik of all things is military strength. I mean, the British lived by gunboat diplomacy for most of their empire.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I think that's just my fear. My fear is that China has no more room to go. They're being squeezed, and they're going to just retaliate and say, guess what?
But China has already tell you that come hell or high water, be ready for anything.
Yeah.
They didn't tell you that.
If we drown everybody.
Listen, that have to encompass the idea of potential military exchange. That have to encompass all of this.
It has to. And so, you know, that's the only place this could get worse. And so everyone's saying maybe it'll just even itself out. But if it doesn't, know that that is the worst possible scenario. We shouldn't want that. So that's all I have to say.
I appreciate you, my brother. Thank you so very kindly for your telephone call. Things don't just get better. You got to make it better. That's what we're here for. That kind of a Greek theology and concept where gods don't infer men. The reason why that even exists is because as men, we have the responsibility of being able to ensure that we can move it in one direction or another. We get to move it in one direction or another. It didn't just happen naturally by itself. We have to do something about it. This is already kinetic. It's already moving. It was in a stale state. It was in a potential state. But now Trump kicked the war's nest. Things are already moving. We have to do something to contain this. And we recognize that containing can't be through the begging of mercy and tapping into nostalgia and to remind you, remember the time that we drink that collect together, man? You enjoy collect so bad. We gave you a vitamalted cup of fritters. I know you enjoyed the conch salad. Man, this is us, baby. This us. That kind of nostalgia ain't gonna change nothing. I told you. These people got blood in their eyes. And they got a mandate. What is ours? Let's take the next telephone call. Caller, go ahead.
Hey, Howard.
Hey, what's up? What's up?
What's up, brother?
Everything good? What's up?
Man, listen. Your first caller, right, Howard, the greatest respect to the lady. I don't even know her. But, Mom, I suggest that you go back to the school, the university or college, and get your money back. Because, Howard, anybody who's going to agree tariffs is good? Listen, she talk about mandate, and I think Anton, he didn't go right into the in-depth. Donald Trump mandate was the border. Let's be real, Howard. That's all he was talking about, the border, closing up the border, sending back illegal immigrants. Let's be real. That was his campaign slogan straight through. Mm-hmm. Listen, Mom, if you're listening to me, take some time out and go watch CNN, Fox News, and see what happened last year. $6 trillion was lost in the Dow Jones.
Yeah.
S&P crying. The Nasdaq crying. All of these financial companies crying.
And do it. These are entities that were up significantly when Trump became president. The day Trump became president, they break numbers.
Howard, the gentleman who has something to do with the stock market, he says the worst the stock market has ever hit was since the COVID. And you're going to sit on this phone and call a talk show and tell people what Donald Trump is doing is good. Don't you realize, Mom, whatever Donald Trump doing is going to affect us?
I can say this to you.
When the United States blow the nose, we catch the cold.
I appreciate your telephone call, Duet. I appreciate you. Thank you so very kindly for that. I can say this to you, though. I can say this to you, Duet. I can say this to you. I don't 100% disagree with that woman, what the lady said. I don't. You know why? Because this position, just like the conversation that we're having today, is going to lead leadership to look internally. Now, the first place that they have to look internally is within the borders of the Bahamas. So they have to fix some things that aren't right. So just like Donald Trump has taken on the position of being able to create a Department of Government Efficiency to identify the spillage, the leakage, the how government funds are just being loose and spent all over the place, our government, and I don't believe that it's going to be the $183 million, $7 million loss, $100 million road, $60 million PLP that's going to do it. But I believe that the next mindset, next dispensation of leadership in this country, whoever that may be, I don't know who that could be. I believe that the next dispensation of this country has to be able to look at government efficiency, look at those elements within those particular sectors and fix that. We have been grappling with corruption for far too long. And if these particular entities have to make the determination to fix some things, this major issue from a global standpoint, that is a trade war, that is a tariff war, is going to cause us to look at some of the things internally and deal with corruption. That could be a good thing. I'm sure that is an absolutely excellent thing. But it's going to change the dynamics of how we do business with each other, how we do business with the government, and it's going to increase the level of accountability from the government standpoint and from the people's standpoint. This can be a game changer for the entire world. If it ensues, if it continues to be able to push through, there is a long-term effect and there's a short-term. If this thing stays in place, we could change the entire way we do business in the Bahamas and cause our government to be accountable for their monies. Let's take a quick commercial break and be right back after this.
The Foundation will be back right after this.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Craving pizza? Marco's Pizza has you covered. For a limited time, get our delicious large one-topping pizza for just $10.
Carry out only.
That's right, just $10 for cheesy, melty goodness with your favorite topping. Perfect for any time. Hurry into your nearest Marco's Pizza. This deal is available at participating locations only. Don't miss out on the flavor you love for a price you'll adore. Marco's Pizza, always magnifico.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Quick as possible, we got to get back into these letters. And I seen a tremendous amount of texts. Let's see if you can be able to do this. Says it's so, Howard, Bahamians can't even buy U.S. cars because of our European and China cars. But if the U.S. cars, if the U.S. does it, it's bad. This text is coming through. So this is good afternoon, Howard. Vice President Harris warned the people about Project 25. Trump called it fake news. He was lying then, and now it's in full effect. That's a text that's coming through. There's a text that's coming through here. It says, Howard, please say on your show in response to, let me open up this thing, in response to Anton and his position, say, please say on your show, I know that you don't like Trump, but we all have our opinions. It's a text that's coming through, being able to talk about those things. It's the next text. Let me see if I can be able to read this as quick as possible. It starts to talk about, now I see why the PLP got this administrative error from. This is a text that's coming through. There's a couple other ones. It says, good day, Howard. This tariffs could devastate China and mash up the United States of America. The Hong Kong of the University of China said. This is a text that's coming through, being able to talk about. I think I got another one. These coming through on every one of my phone, right? I can take some telephone calls. Caller, y'all got 30 seconds just to be able to make it quick. I know you might have an extended point, but please bear with me as we continue to be able to talk the way that we are. There's a next one. Let me see if I can find the next one. When I find it, I can read it for you. Quick telephone call. Call on the line. Go ahead.
Yes, Howard. How are you doing? Alan Johnson.
Hey, what's up, Alan?
Do you know how insane it is to go to the safari and say, the lion is not going to eat me because I have no intent on eating the lion? And so what we have done is we have ignored the point for the last 8+ years that the end of neoliberalism is ending. We've heard the World Economic Forum and others talked about it. The problem is that Trump began it with the, leaving WTO. Biden dropped the ball and moving it forward, and Trump has really grabbed it. The world as we know it right now, is moving to the non-tangible. So essentially, you see the tech titans and others. You see the talked about Huawei and other different things. The battle now is for digital, technological, and quantum supremacy. The world is changing. It says that you will own nothing and you will be happy. And so the problem is that we have not prepared ourselves. We have embraced neo-colonialism as our only means, and how that influenced direct our path. Mm-hmm. So here. And the Charlie Affair kind of give us a hint. We are in a spot for digitization. You've heard me say it for 20 years that we were the most digitally prepared country in the world. Mm-hmm. Well, guess what? Billions and trillions of data travels through the South America. China has taken every place in South America in this region except for the Bahamas, which was expressed by the Chinese Charlie Affair, whatever, when she says you're the only country that's not joined our belt, whatever. The Bahamas has the opportunity.
And that's why they keep giving you gifts.
Right. And that's what I'm saying. They do stadium diplomacy and other different things. They know from the neo-colonial mindset, we like free things, Trojan horses. And so what I'm saying is that the world is changing. And so if we were to now adopt the position to move into digitization of our economy and begin to look for the opportunities to act as a mediator, like Qatar and other places do in this whole digitization for the control of data. We on the edge, right? It's called edge computing. We on the edge. We can become and sit as one in between.
I like
where
it.
Data is exchanged between the two, but never shared with them.
I thank you,
but
my brother.
Requires thinking.
I thank you. I thank you so much for your telephone call. Let me take the next one real quick. Call on the line. Go ahead. Next caller. Call on the line. Go ahead. Hello, you're here with me. Go ahead. Hello, hello, hello. Okay, that's it. All right, the producers say that's it for the telephone calls. We are 3 minutes out. Let me see if I can read a couple more of these texts before we get to that. It says, good afternoon. Okay, we read this one already. Let's see that. It says, Howard, what people don't realize is that the United States created a prosperous Europe after World War II by sending money and development to build Europe. Also, the United States created a powerhouse of China today by sending all of the middle class, does it say middle class? All the middle class jobs in the United States to China to create a, this is a very good text. They've sent all the middle class jobs to the United States sent all the middle class jobs to China to create a middle class in China. And the Chinese government showed off by saying that communist is the best thing ever because they had jobs for the Chinese people. This is a text that's coming through. This is a very good text. I want to thank you so kindly for that text. It says, he's correct. When you didn't, so it says, you're saying that, Trump was going to do more for who? It says the lady caller need more pain. I don't know what that's supposed to mean anyway. It says he's correct. When Trump destroys the U.S. economy and the citizens start screaming, the only option he'll have is to unite everybody under a greater enemy, war. Ooh, this is a lot. What he says, it says, good day, careful kids in the car. Okay. Listen. I think we can say that, right? Ankos, I just tell you, this is what's relevant. This is how they're having conversations. It says, like I always said, Trump is doing and saying the things the average white Americans are afraid to say or to do. This is a lot. This is Howard. Please remind Anton that Canada was also best friends to the United States of America. Did that matter? That's a very good point. So he says, well, I don't just have to remind Anton that. I need to remind Mia Motley that. I need to remind President Philip Brave Davis about that, that the relationships that we enjoyed as the outside child, significantly from a proverbial standpoint, has nothing to do with the significant relationship enjoyed with between Canada and America. And we watched that crumble before our face. We watched that crumble, right? It says, hey, Howard. Hey, Howard, your show is the realest one on radio today. Howard, we have to be real, and the leaders in our country, God bless us, with 700 island rocks and keys, and yet we haven't used them to grow food for ourselves. We're too busy waiting for tourists for ourselves. We're so busy waiting for these tourists to be able to come back for our islands and coming to build, instead of building our business so that we can't get jobs. What are we doing, Howard? This is Texas coming through. Guys, it's the show today. I just want to let you know that this introspection has nothing to do with what's happening to us externally, but being able to awaken something to us to recognize and remind us of the talents that exist in this country. And not only in this country that we're bound to 400,000 people, but the relationships in the entire region so we can survive the tribulation that is inevitable. Good conversation today. We're going to dive into it even further tomorrow. Small Business Thursday right here on The Foundation. I see you tomorrow. Godspeed, guys. The Foundation.